Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mark Bernstein is our United Kingdom correspondent. Good morning to you. How are you? I hope listeners are kinder to you than they are to me this morning.
Well, good morning. I'm someone that has a beard myself.
Right. So, yes.
So that's the first thing I need to tell you this morning.
Right. Full disclaimer there. Right. And that's what, have you always had a beard? Well, not always, obviously.
It's depending on my mood, actually.
Right.
So, there we are.
Okay. So we all go through these stages, and that's what we're asking our listeners this morning. Of course, some of them come into the conversation with the gloves off, and I've got no idea why. Either way, talking about gloves off, talking about really, really bad stuff, the murder of MP David Amos. What on earth happened? What is the story?
Well, this is a very sad couple of weeks because the Jewish community in this country lost two very good friends, the former communities minister, James Brokenshire, from ill health, and the very appalling murder of David Amos. I mean, you couldn't get a better tribute than from the local rabbi, Jeffrey Hyman, who described him as a real mensch. He said, we are absolutely devastated by the murder. He had a very close relationship with the community. I mean, he's had a massive record. I mean, he campaigned for a statue of Raoul Wallenberg, the man who saved thousands of Jews in Hungary. And the campaign was so successful that the Queen unveiled the statue in 1997. And if you visit London, it's outside the Western Marble Arch Synagogue in central London. He also, earlier this year, speaking at on Holocaust Memorial Day debate, he said, although he was a Catholic, there is Jewish blood in each and every one of us. And he would certainly have been proud to have been a Jew. So it's obviously a particularly sad day. The police are continuing to talk to the suspect, and obviously members of parliament are devastated, and they're going to have to cancel or reorganize their surgeries where they talk directly to constituents in places like church halls and community centers. So right. This is a devastating blow to democracy in this country.
And indications at this stage is that it was an Islamist motivated attack. Is that now is that accepted as the motivation?
Well, the BBC reported yesterday that the suspect was incorporated into the government's anti-extremism program known as Prevent, and he was part of that program and was no longer in that program. The security services didn't see any reason to continue to follow that up, which is a tragic decision. But many thousands of people have gone through that program, so it's particularly difficult to identify such individuals when investigating this issue or trying to keep tabs on all these suspects.
Yep, absolutely tragic. Can we just have a quick follow-up on what happened to Leicester University Professor David Miller? He was the guy, I think, that said that Zionism must be dismantled so that Britain can move forward with socialism.
Yes, who knew that the only thing stopping Britain moving towards socialism was Zionism?
Oh, those Zionists, they are everywhere. Well, so does that mean people need to be grateful to the Zionists now, but now I'm very confused.
The voters of Northern England who for decades voted Labour and now suddenly turned towards the Conservatives in the December 19 general election were clearly motivated by Zionism. So I think he's got his head in a very peculiar place. He also said that the Labour Party is effectively a prisoner of the Zionist movement and the Israeli state.
Oh, of course.
And again, I say, who knew that?
It sounds like he's lost it completely.
Yes, well, a lot of the left in this country think like that, which is a particularly sad situation for that part of the Labour Party left, which has lost out considerably to Keir Starmer. And the fight back that part of the party has engineered to defeat those people. If you watch the Labour Party, if you talk to some Labour activists, then they are directly, this from personal experience, directly blaming the Jewish community and Israel for Jeremy Corbyn's defeat in December 2019.
I love that. I love how you can blame Jews for anti-Semitism. I mean, that's effectively what they're doing. He's an anti-Semite, Jeremy Corbyn, and therefore blaming the Jews because he lost the election because he is a raving bigot.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The amazing thing is, if you talk to, I know a number of people, and I know a number of extreme left Jewish people who feel exactly the same thing. They were incredibly bitter. It would be very interesting to introduce you to these Jewish activists in the Labour Party, mainly represented by a group called JVL, Jewish Voice for Labour, many of whom I talked to, who've denied the very fact that there is anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, and constantly say, well, it's worse for the Muslims, it's worse for the Muslims. But so they deny the extent of anti-Semitism in this country, which is quite disturbing, really.
Absolutely.
And this basically follows on to the fact, but the Home Office in this country has said hate crime against Jews is at the highest level since records began. And the Jewish community has been targeted in more than one in five offences. So there's definite evidence that anti-Semitism is increasing in the community. The Home Office statistics continue a very disturbing rise over the past few years. The latest data reveals that there were 1,288 offences against Jewish people in which their perceived religion was recorded as relevant to the case in particular to England and Wales. So this is a very disturbing period of time.
Well, not surprising if we follow most of these stories that we've been speaking about today, somehow it all comes back to anti-Semitism in one way or another. And in fact, so does this other story that I wanted to ask you about, which is the non-Jewish actor Marcelin has been subjected to anti-Semitic abuse because he plays a Jewish character.
Yes. I mean, I don't know whether you'll be able to watch this in South Africa on, I don't know if people in South Africa subscribe to BritBox. But I very much hope that this new BBC drama Ridley Road about this 62 group who fought hand in hand against the fascists who emerged in the period after the Second World War. So this is a well-received, critically acclaimed drama. Although not if you're Stephen Pollard of the Jewish Chronicle, you're not. He was very critical of it. But Eddie Marsden, who is a non-Jewish actor, who in this plays the main character Solly Malinowski. It's not the first time he's played a Jewish character. He played the father of a bar mitzvah boy in a film called 66 about his son having been bar mitzvahed on the day of the 1966 World Cup. So this is not the first time he's played Jewish characters. He's a very good actor. And he said, this is relentless. All I did was play a Jew. I dread to think what would be happening if I was actually Jewish.
Amazing. Absolutely unbelievable.